This presentation about 1383 was covered by Izzy with the city council just a few weeks ago. And the anaerobic digester that I'm going to be talking about here in a few minutes, we talked with the city council about. So starting to educate this great city council that you have that represents this good community about the anaerobic digester. And the facility is located in Escondido. Let me just share this real quick about 1383 that Jill did a great job of covering. From my perspective, and I'm a recovering attorney. I'm trying to overcome my beginning. It's fair to say, at least from my perspective, if you go back to AB 939, that was passed long ago, 1989, became effective in 1990, really started this whole recycling effort in California, which really led the nation. Significant piece of legislation. From my perspective, this law, it was signed by Governor Brown in 2016, taking almost 4 years to put regulations in place, is the next most significant law that's been passed in California in this arena that we're in. It really is, and I think that Jill gave you a feel for it, right? Thus, the importance of all of us rallying together to make sure that we're doing all we can to meet the requirements of 1383. Thus, the anaerobic digestion system, the facility that we're building right now in Escondido. What we're gonna do right now is, this 3.5 minute video, it has audio, but it's not working. So I'll do the best I can to provide some audio speak while you see this video, right? What I do is I encourage you to do this. When you go home tonight, promise me. Will you promise me? When you go home tonight, go online, pull up at Poway Edco, okay? Look at our website, put in the zip code. There's a little place you put in the zip code, and you can watch this online tonight with audio. Because I'm going to kind of butcher it. I'm going to do the best I can, all right? You stay with me? This kind of just shows that the amount of organic material that's currently going into the landfill. Right? There's a lot of food waste right now that's going into a landfill. That's the purpose of the law. And one of the byproducts of the anaerobic digester is renewable natural gas. I'll talk more about that. It's just covering, you know, the different times when we're in our homes or in restaurants where we're dealing with food and food waste, the importance of organic waste recycling, some of the things that we're talking about. This is our facility that's in Escondido. It's right off of Washington Avenue. This is what the facility is going to look like when it's ultimately completed. You see there's four huge digesters. You see those huge tubes? We're building two right now. Ultimately, we're going to build four. If you went to Escondido and looked at the facility from Washington Avenue, these are massive, massive cylinders. These are the laws there's some other laws that we're needing to comply with right now before 1383. These are the microorganisms. So once you build the digesters, you need to then put microorganisms from within and test to make sure that they are doing what they need to be done. When the material is fed, there's going to be both food waste and green waste that's going to be fed into the digester. And then over a 3-week process, this is kind of what it's going to look like within these digesters. There's going to be this subtle kind of disturbance of the material. Over a 3-week period, there's going to be methane gas that's going to be released within the digesters themselves. That methane gas is going to be captured, upgraded, and it's going to be then injected into a gas line that's right in front of the facility, a renewable natural gas line. So the part of the byproduct of the anaerobic digestion system is renewable natural gas that we'll use to power our trucks. Currently, we have renewable natural gas trucks that are out there right now that run on renewable natural gas. We also have CNG. And so this is what that's looking at, describing that. What's most important in this effort, I mean, you're here tonight. This is just showing how we're going to do it. I'll describe it. What's most important is that we create a system. We create a program that everybody can participate in. Everybody can take the opportunity. See that little container right there? That's called a caddy. Any resident in Poway that wants this little caddy can use it. During the week, you'll put food waste in that little caddy, and then just prior to collection occurring of your green carts, we want you to put that food waste right into that green material. And then it's going to be collected like we're collecting it now. The last thing we want to do is put another truck on the road. Right now we have 3 trucks on the road. As we go into the residential communities of Poway, we have our trash trucks, we have our recycling, and we have our green waste. We don't want to put a food waste. 2021 is when we anticipate having the digester, our system complete, our facility completed. We are on target to do that. Matter of fact, we will complete. By the way, How did I do? I would have practiced if I would have known the results. One of the things that it's really important for us to get this facility completed. This law, I'm telling you, this law, we need to comply. And we have a responsibility to the city to provide a solution that enables the city to be where it needs to be. You see that 2021? Our plan is this, that in the beginning of 2021, January timeframe, that we will begin providing organic collection services citywide, both on the residential side as well as on the commercial side. This facility is on target to be completed. The facility, the digesters themselves, will be completed in construction by September. And then what's critical, like I said, is these microorganisms that we need to put within the digesters themselves to make sure that everything is fine-tuned before we start feeding those digesters with commingled food waste and green waste. It's really critical for our students. And then real quick, let me just share. I think we're going to take questions now or questions. Rizzi, what do you want as far as questions?
Okay.
Let me just share this out and then I'll try to answer your question. We got to do something to make sure that all of Poway can participate. You're here tonight, and you're pretty special to be here tonight. I'm telling you, you're pretty special to be here tonight, but there's a lot of great people that are special that aren't here tonight. And we got to figure out a program that everybody can embrace, that everybody can participate, because we need everybody's participation. So thus, we're trying to create a program that can happen. And we feel like we've done something that's going to be a possibility. So that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're on the process of doing. By the way, just a bigger picture, the 4 digesters ultimately will have an Escondido. We're building another facility down in the south part of the county so that we can take care of all of those cities that we're responsible for. There's an infrastructure in place that deals with green waste. Green waste, again, you got to think green waste is organic. Matter of fact, we want Poway to start thinking of the green waste cart as an organic cart. That's what we want people to think about. So there's an infrastructure right now to take care of green waste. We can divert all the green waste from the landfill because there's composting facilities all over. But there is not an infrastructure in place to take care of food waste, not to a level that we need to. This facility that we're talking about tonight is one of the first substantive facilities addressing that infrastructure issue. Thank you.
Thanks.